We're doing well. So we've got an interesting runner at Tattersalls Park on Derby Day on Saturday in the form of Dark Valley. It'll go around in the Betfair Carbine Club three-year-old plate. Dean, this is the colt that's resuming from a lengthy spell, and he has the reputation and record of having one start for a win over Golden Slipper winner Crystal Lily. What can we expect from this one first up?
Oh, mate, look, I'm sure he'll hold himself in high regard just through his ability alone. You do have to take into account that, like, he's nearly had 15 months off the scene.
All right, well, now, he has had that time off. Now, I believe that after he won the Debutante Stakes, which is a listed two-year-old race, he suffered a minor injury in the back.
Yeah, he suffered a minor fracture in the hind quarter area, and just unfortunately they're over 500 kilos, these animals, and they just do take a long time to get back to full recovery.
Was it a minor pelvic injury?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, he's been, the owners have given him plenty of time. How did he find his way into your hands?
I've had not a bad relationship with a couple of the guys that in him for quite some time now, and we liked him as a young horse, and then he was sent to Darren Weir's on purchase through the BC3 Stales, and they just thought they'd return the favour and send him down here early on in his campaign just to hopefully see how things go with him.
Okay, well, I did pay $105,000 for him at the Magic Millions Conrad Jupiter sale. And he was being set for the Golden Slipper, I believe, as a youngster.
That's correct, and that's when he had the injury, and then he had to go to the paddock.
All right. Well, you've had him for how long, Dean?
He's been in my care for 6 weeks now. He's had a jump out, and he spent the first 8 weeks of his campaign this time in over at Peter Clark's on the Water Walker.
Okay, and he's come along nicely. Did you give him a jump out prior to this run?
Yeah, look, mate, 3 weeks ago he had a nice little blowout on the course proper at Sprayton here, and just a nice little half-mile gallop, and, all's really well with him. Pulled up super after that.
Well, that's pretty good. Now, obviously, if he did reproduce anywhere near that form that he did when he won on debut, he'd be very competitive on Saturday.
Look, the only concern you probably have, to be fair, is just lacking that competitive edge with such a long time off.
Okay, well, Daniel Ganderson, he stayed down here. He'll ride him on Saturday. He's drawn barrier 8, which is not too bad. Has he got plenty of natural early speed?
There's no doubt there's plenty of natural toe there, but, you put Daniel, the likes of Daniel and that on, so they sum up the race in the first 50 metres and they can work that out themselves.
All right. Are there any? Have you got any races earmarked for him in the future?
On the proviso, he pulls up well after his after this run on Saturday. He'll probably look to run in some. There's a three-year-old race on the last day of the carnival at Mowbray for him, and we'll work it out from there.
Well, that's a $50,000 race.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, mate. Well, all the best with him on Saturday, Dean.
No worries. Thank you.